95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, Riggs, no Steve today. That's fine. Actually, we do have a Steve. Steve Morgan.
I'm the replacement. I'm the sub Steve.
Yeah, please, you do not want
better,
that title.
Better replacement.
Of course, Josh from SR Perot in The Morning Hog Brew Review.
Yeah. You can just call me Steve.
We've got the upgraded Steve version because...
We can make a Steve one. That's fine.
Steve version.
Because The Morning Hog Steve doesn't have great beer. You have great beer, and you brought us more. We had some some Head South to start, and now it's all about the Alcatraz.
Well, it's going to be all about the Alcatraz, but I have to tell you something I was thinking about on the drive down here.
Yeah.
When I was, you know, a kid, we were all kids at one point. Right. I remember listening to FM radio.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And I remember how cool I always thought the DJ was. Right?
Right.
And
right.
So now here Where's I am, and I'm hanging out with a DJ who is incredibly cool.
Well.
No, it really is true. Okay.
Please, so, please keep the applause down. Please. Please. It's, please. If I were able to blush, I'd blush.
But then I was thinking, as a brewer, that might be almost as cool as being a DJ.
Well,
so think about that.
Yeah, see, I'm having that kind of thing too, because I always thought Josh is cool because he has contact with people like you, and you're cool because you've not only you swim Alcatraz all the time, and you have a beer called Alcatraz, and my 15-year-old daughter wears her Alcatraz shirt to school all the time, and I'm like, do you know that's a beer shirt? She's like, no, it's coffee. I'm like, well,
she has the coffee when the
But I mean, all the time, like it's school photos.
It's a comfortable
Alcatraz
shirt.
Does that mean I need to get you another shirt?
Yes, did
please.
You give that one? I had to give it to you. That was my way of
it to your daughter.
That was my way of getting around to doing that. Yeah. But as we're going to taste some delicious Alcatraz beer, tell us how you started, because I know this is.
So I'm going to tell you the story of Alcatraz, but first I just have to say again, statewide.
Yeah,
statewide. All right, so, this is the Alcatraz Double IPA. This is my flagship.
Oh, baby.
It's a beer that I brewed originally in Northern California, hence the name Alcatraz.
Right.
And when I relocated out here to Central Florida, I flew the guy that I'd been brewing with out there here to make sure that we brewed the beer the same as we had before.
Okay.
And I brew all of these beers at Brew Hub in Lakeland. So for those of you out there who it's important for you to be local, hyper-local, whatever you want to call it, these are all local Central Florida beers. You want to add anything, Josh?
No, that's you know, it's a great point. You know, Brew Hub actually does a lot of beer out there. Right. Great facility, great on their quality and stuff like that. So, like you said, it's local, so support local. You know,
let's tie it in with the music again. It's essentially like a band taking all their equipment, going to a cool studio, and pounding out a record. You're doing that with all of your.
I'm kind of doing what Van Morrison did in Scotland, where they just took over the castle and they all went in and they recorded Astral Weeks in like 7 days or something.
I like that a lot. I like that comparison.
I don't
a lot.
Know what it has to do with my beer.
Yeah,
but it just struck me. It's an interesting reference at the moment that you said that.
Sure. I was thinking about Motley Crue taking over the machine shop or something. I don't know. I was in a different area. But this beer is like has what I like the most in IPAs. It has just a full hoppy flavor without an attack. I don't feel like my sensors are dulled from this beer.
So thank you. And so this beer won the silver medal this year.
Congratulations.
Best beer, Feller Forward Best Craft Beer Competition.
Whoa,
thank you very much. Right. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I have the medal here. Should probably put it on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, of course.
I thought about wearing it in. I thought, maybe is that a bit much?
I would have thought you won a Pulitzer or something. I would have mistaken it. And no idea.
Pulitzer comes next.
Really? So silver, that, I mean, look, this is, there's only...
The only one that beat it is called Oh Yeah from Fort Pierce Brewing Company, and you can only get it at the brew pub in Fort Pierce. So, you know, this is the beer that you can actually buy.
The only award-winning beer that you can buy.
That's correct.
I love
that. Correct.
It's even better.
So a quick story behind this beer and my brew making, or my beer making. I started at a place called Napa Smith Brewing Company in Napa, California.
Okay.
And the brewer that we hired, a guy named Don Barkley, had started originally at New Albion Brewing Company, which is the first newly licensed brewery since Prohibition in the United States, started in 1976.
Okay.
So Don is a leftover 60s hippie. He's got the whole deal. I shouldn't even say leftover. He's still a 60s hippie. Like, you can still
be. You may have met Don at some point.
Yeah?
Yeah. He came out here a couple of times. Yeah? He did a couple of events. Okay. He was helping out. At Tomoka.
Yep.
Yeah, he helped out at Tomoka for a little while. Yeah. So anyway, so Don is, he's just an amazing guy. And so I was a wine guy who started running a brewery with the most experienced craft brewer in America. And I just, like, via osmosis, I started learning, like, everything that he had to impart to me. I was like that, you know, I was his boss, but you know, he was my mentor. Like, I was like the Padawan or whatever, right? You know, so going around, like, listening to everything
little
that Don
beer
says.
Apprentice.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so I've in this beer, I think that I've tried to hit a little bit of everything. There's a lot of complexity. There's a lot of flavor going on.
Yes.
But there's also, if you look at the copper color, There's 15% Vienna malt in this beer, and as that malt roasts longer, it caramelizes and gets a little bit sweet. So even this, though this beer is enormously hoppy, it has 1.5 times the amount of hops as the two Head South beers that we had.
Okay.
It doesn't taste extremely bitter because that Vienna malt gives you just a little perception of sweetness.
It's probably my favorite part of the beer, the way it finishes off. Obviously, I love the hop part too, but the way it finishes, especially at the ABV it's at, super easy to drink. Can be dangerous, you know.
Yeah, it's an 8% alcohol beer that does not taste like 8%
alcohol. Beer. anybody want to ring that up? 8%. And I feel like if you're if you haven't tried this beer and you're an IPA drinker, you have to try it. But even if you're not, like you said, the malt is kind of that bridge, right?
Right.
Like, oh, I don't like IPA so much. We'll try this.
Right, right. And it's interesting you say that because when I have people taste my beers, I do them in the same order that Josh is pouring them for us today. You start with the hazy IPA, then you go to the single IPA, then you go to the double IPA. But the interesting thing about this one is you could put this one first or second.
Yeah.
In the order. Wreck your palate.
Because of that little bit of Vienna malt, it doesn't have to come third. It really comes third because the alcohol is a little bit higher. But other than that, it doesn't have to from a bitterness standpoint.
Well, what did you leave on the tail end here that's going to just...
Well, we have something special that you've had before. You had it before, but I'm not sure that we did it on the show.
All right.
So this is the Alcatraz Double Cold Brew. So finally, for those of you out there listening, you're like, are they only going to talk about IPAs? No, we're going to talk about a coffee stout now. So this is the Alcatraz Double Cold Brew. Okay. It's an imperial coffee stout. Okay. For this beer, I'm starting with Guatemalan coffee beans that grow at high elevation. The beans grow at 5,100 feet in elevation, so almost a mile high for those of you who are doing math out there. And the coffee beans, we leave them whole. We don't grind them. We don't put them in the boil when we make the beer.
Really?
We wait. They're never ground, and they don't get boiled with the rest of the beer.
Interesting.
We keep the beans whole. We wait till the beer's done fermenting. We chill the beer down to 34 degrees, and we actually, for 6.5 hours, pump the cold beer through the whole beans.
Okay.
So I'm making this beer the way Pete's or Starbucks makes a cold brew. I'm just using cold beer to pump through the beans rather than cold water.
So remember back in the day, you don't see it very often anymore, but people using Randalls?
Yeah. It's like a giant Randall.
Okay.
So what it really is if you've seen those torpedoes that some places use, a stainless steel, they call them torpedoes.
Yeah.
They stuff them full of hops, and they take the beer out of the tank, and they pump it through slowly. We take a torpedo and stuff it full of coffee beans.
Okay.
So when people think about this beer and you taste it, whoa, are they putting sugar or lactose or all these artificial ingredients? No. It is a beautiful stout that is just slowly pumped through whole coffee beans.
Oh,
that's
so
fantastic.
It's actually Reinheitsgebot from the German definition of just having, you know, barley, yeast, malt, and water. I mean, I'm left one out anyway, whatever. but we're just pumping it through the coffee beans. So you get that really rich cold brew flavor.
That's delicious.
Forward flavor. To
see, I'm not even, and I don't drink coffee, so I don't know what the difference. I don't know the difference, but I do know when you have a coffee stout.
It doesn't taste like most people's coffee because it's not bitter.
Okay.
You're getting almost a fruitiness to it because the coffee beans are lightly toasted. So they're not dark and harsh like an espresso roast or a French roast. So you're getting, I taste a little bit of vanilla, maybe even lavender in there. That's coming from the coffee bean.
That's fantastic.
I would think once you grind the beans and stuff like that, it changes it, right?
Yeah,
it
macerates them, tears them up a little bit.
Yeah, this is great. Wow.
The craziest part about that, 8.8%.
This is 8.8?
This is 8.8.
Yeah,
whoa.
It certainly does not drink like
that. Uh-oh.
No, so when we first...
You might not hear the end of the show today.
It's a true story. So when we brewed the pilot batch of this beer... And we saw the results from the lab at BrewHub, and it said 8.8. The brewers at BrewHub and I looked at each other, and we're like, nope, no way. Because higher alcohol creates viscosity, so it's heavier than water. So this beer should be heavy.
Sure.
It's not. The next thing is it creates a burn. It should have a little bit of burn. You should get like, ooh, you know.
Yeah.
There's no burn whatsoever. So we sent it to another lab, an outside lab. It came back at 8.79. This beer is 8.8. We don't know why.
You're not going to mess with it.
It doesn't taste like it.
Right.
It tastes like 4.5, 5.
Yeah.
It tastes like a Guinness, which is like 4.2 or something.
We talked about the people assume that dark beer and the higher gravity. Well, here you go. Here's an example of that.
Perfect
without the burn and the pain. It's all the flavor and joy of it right there.
That's so good.
Oh, Alcatraz. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you, sir.
It's incredible. Now
it's almost as cool as being a DJ.
It's almost, but not there.
But not
number
quite.
Two.
But not quite.
I think technically, I would win that because I'm a little of both, right?
Well, that's right, right?
Oh, that's right. Josh. Let's hear for Josh.
We've got the DJ Brewer guy.
That's right.
The Brew Jay. You're the Brew Jay.
All right, I'll take that.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. We got to get a new t-shirt for you. You got to get rid of that shirt and get you a Brew Jay. Yeah.
I can get rid of this one.
Steve will help you get those printed up.
And the question is it you with two dots or is it EW?
That's a great point.
Brew Jay or Brew Jay?
You got to think about that. That's another thing. Yeah. Spreading beer cheer around Florida.
There you go.
That's Steve from Alcatraz.
The beer
Josh,
cheer tour.
SR Parrot, once again, thank you.
Statewide.
Cheers.